This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, August 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Consumers are cutting back on spending, and that means retailers are dealing with mountains of unsold inventory in their warehouses. Now stores are slashing prices, and for consumers, it means some of the best sales in years.
People don't usually think about Christmas gifts in August, but this unusual set of deals could mean major savings for those who do.
Rachel Wolf covers consumer trends for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up, we'll talk with her about which products you can score the best deals on now and what you might want to wait to buy until later in the year. That's after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Big retailers have got warehouses full of extra unsold inventory, and to get rid of it, they're slashing prices in stores. So where can consumers find the best deals, and what should they wait to buy in the hopes of getting an even deeper discount? WSJ reporter Rachel Wolf joins us with more. Hey, Rachel, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Rachel, we've heard from big retailers like Target and Walmart that these huge piles of inventory are cutting into their profits. But how widespread is this issue across the retail industry?
So because of all of the supply chain-induced shortages from last year, companies ordered a lot of products in advance this year. But then high inflation cut into consumer demand. So it's pretty widespread across lots of different industries right now that they're is all this surplus.
But wouldn't the back-to-school shopping season help reduce inventory?
So the period between back-to-school and Thanksgiving is typically slower for retailers. In a normal year, stores would have timed their inventory accordingly and held off on major promotions until shoppers got into a more festive frame of mind. But this year, they have no choice but to start some of these sales early.
Okay, so let's talk about what consumers can expect. What steps are retailers taking to reduce their inventory levels?
So they're planning big sales. Retailers are trying to attract consumers right now who are less likely to spend money on goods than they were a year ago. Right now, consumers are grappling both with really high inflation and with wanting to spend money on the experiences and travel that they missed out on during the pandemic. So while a couple of years ago, you might have been really eager to buy a new air fryer, now you'd rather spend that money out at a restaurant with some friends. And so retailers, you know, they're trying to entice consumers to come to their stores. And so they're offering these discounts that are kind of out of season sales when there wouldn't ordinarily be sales to try to get some of those customers through the door.
Well, that's good news for shoppers, but people usually don't ramp up shopping or even look for deals like this until later in the year, right?
So that's definitely true. People don't usually think about Christmas gifts in August, but this unusual set of deals could mean major savings for those who do.
You know, Rachel, it's kind of ironic because sometimes we hear people complain about holiday promotions starting too early, like maybe before Halloween, but they can actually save quite a bit of money here.
It's true. I heard somebody on the radio yesterday complaining about Halloween decorations, and, you know, that's kind of the next holiday. So people aren't necessarily in a holiday frame of mind yet, but these sales could mean major promotions for those who are thinking about the holidays in advance and getting ahead of their shopping early. So the idea wouldn't necessarily be to, you know, just do shopping all the way up until Christmas. It's to get it done now for some of the best savings and availability of those harder to find items.
Are there particular retailers where shoppers should expect especially deep discounts?
So those especially deep discounts might be found at retailers with lower inventory turnover. So those are places that take longer to clear out their shelves. And that includes stores like Gap, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, Best Buy, Dick's Sporting Goods. Those places are especially likely to put goods on super sale.
So when should shoppers expect these sales to start?
Some sales have already started, so you'll be able to see some sales if you go into stores or check online. But some of the analysts I spoke to said that if he had a crystal ball, he would say September, really October, is where some of them will start to peak.
So what should shoppers be buying now, and what should they wait on?
So anything that shoppers are worried about getting a particular make and model of, now could be a good time to buy because there is a confluence of good discounts and good availability. So if you have a particular model of TV or computer in mind, analysts say that you might want to go shopping right now. Same goes for things like loungewear, anything that was really popular during the pandemic, you'll be able to find some good discounts, as well as certain toy categories. Classic toys and games in particular are likely to be on sale because retailers want to get rid of their excess inventory of things that, you know, aren't too trendy. The things that you might be better off holding off on are like those hottest toys and games for this coming season. Retailers are likely to wait a little bit longer before discounting those because they think that they might get a better price later on. Some analysts I spoke to also said that certain home goods and appliances might start seeing better sales in a couple of months rather than right now. Wait to buy more formal wear and office apparel if you can, if you don't need that new office wardrobe ASAP, because sales might be possible later. You know, it's all a timing game. Nobody is able to completely predict with 100% accuracy, but the analysts that I spoke to, you know, agreed on some of those broad categories.
Now, what about stores that are already known for discounted prices? You know, places like Dollar General or TJ Maxx, are they likely to reduce their prices even further?
Stores like Dollar General and TJ Maxx are not likely to have the best discounts because those places are already benefiting from increased foot traffic due to consumers trading down. So that means that more consumers are actually shopping in these places than before because they're looking to stretch their dollar. So a lot of those places are doing well, and they're already known for being value stores. And so they're not necessarily putting items on discount further than what they would normally offer.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf. Rachel, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.